save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Michael.
Boys, how are you?
Mate, I'm just going to dive straight in here. Last night was an absolute fizzer.
It was.
You could have told us. We spoke to you last week. You could have said like, oh, yeah, it ain't, it's all untrue. There's no video.
I know, but I couldn't do that. I had to be hated for a little bit longer. And then it was like, okay, I'm ready now for them to know that I wasn't lying.
But
here I am.
Did you actually kiss her? Like, wholeheartedly.
I actually don't know. I mean,
man, I've had some rough nights, but I know who I've kissed.
Yeah, I know what's happening.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I swear, some people relate to this. Some people are like, yeah, I have actually woke up and can't remember what I did. And I was like, look, I've had a few shady nights in my time. And that was one of them. And that was the anxiety when I woke up with all these messages going, oh, shit. And it's like, it does not go away. You've got to address it. So it was like, I honestly don't know what happened. But now I'm sort of inclined to believe it didn't happen. I mean, I know that video, okay, so now I can tell a little bit more about it. I didn't want to give too much away for the people that are actually not getting the spoilers, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that video got sold to the paparazzi, and that's where the story changed. So they changed it from Michael allegedly kissed or we didn't kiss to, oh, no, we kissed. Because if they say we kissed, that story, that video, that little snippet video of me dancing on it goes for a lot more money.
Right.
So, dare I say, there's the motive to behind why it could have been done.
I got bloody sucked in.
You got suckered. And you hated me for no good reason. And now it's your time to officially say sorry in front of all
I still reckon you did it, Iceman. Hey, Iceman, can you just clear something up for me? I've watched quite a few episodes, and your girlfriend saying that she's a lawyer, she's not a practicing lawyer. I can tell you that right now. Can you just clarify that for me, please?
Yeah, she's not a lawyer.
Of course she's not.
She's definitely not a lawyer. I mean, let's be honest. You've got yourself a certificate, and that's lovely, but you may as well fold that into a paper plane because you ain't ever going to be able to use it.
Yeah, it's every second degree these days at unis is a law degree. You've got a law degree, and being a lawyer is very, very different.
She did get called out on it last night.
Very different.
Hayley definitely said, where'd you get your license from, a cereal box?
Yeah.
Well, she did. I mean, she got it. She got it. She went through the right practices to get it. Good on her. But sometimes when you get something, the point is not to collect them. You're meant to use them.
Who's her ex-husband or partner?
You know better than me. There's a few articles on that. Supposedly, she's got an ex-partner there that. I don't know. That's alleged motorcycler or something.
Right.
Oh, right. Oh. I didn't know that. I was just asking. I thought the potential.
I was like, what are you?
Well, I thought 25 and a lawyer and had two kids. You haven't worked and Range Rovers and Gucci handbags and Louis Vuitton this and Louis Vuitton that.
Yeah. How do you know she's not in a fin-dom relationship?
A what?
Financial dominated relationship.
Did she dominate you, Michael?
I think the song you were playing before I got on sums it up, eh?
What was it?
Is that not the Goldfinger song that was here?
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's only saying what we all thought anyway.
No, you thought that. I think she's a beautiful person and deserves a lot of love.
Shut up, Ex. She was straight out. She was saying that.
Who knows? I mean, Tilda blanks him, but I think she's pretty proud to be a trophy wife. That's what she's aspiring to be. So all the best with that. I mean, she'll find it.
Michael, just before we let you go, mate.
Clearly
how's,
not together anymore.
How's your current girlfriend going? How's your current girlfriend? Because last time we spoke to you, you didn't give us anything.
I didn't give you anything last time I spoke to you, now.
No, how's the current girl?
Yeah, how's she? How is she?
She's good. She's good. I can't complain there. I can't complain at all. I really struck gold on that one. I tell you what, like...
Tell us more.
It's unbelievable. I mean, to think the turnaround, I don't deserve it at all. I mean, I've been the biggest shit stirrer in the planet. I did not deserve what I ended up with, but...
You love her?
The universe works in weird ways. I do. 100%. It's gone that way, yeah.
Oh, gee. Are you going to marry? Are you going to get married?
I hope so. I hope so. She's dumb enough. I mean, the roofies are going to wear off soon, so I better get in there before she realises what I'm really like, eh?
Yeah, right, that sounds good.
Is she watching the show?
She's listening to this.
Hey, girl. Okay. What's up?
Kiss her.
She's watching the show, yeah.
Can she say hello?
No.
Hey, Mike, I've got a question for you. Is $6 paying overs for a 4 kilo bag of ice?
4 kilos?
Yeah.
$6?
Yeah, it's overs.
Okay, let's look at any other product you're going to get. Let's look at a bottle of water at a service station. What are they charging you? Anywhere from $2 to $4 for a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Guys, that can be delivered in a non-refrigerated truck. That can be held at any temperature and then just chilled for service. So is a kilo of water, you know what I mean, the same amount of plastic? I think it's probably undervalued, don't you?
Undervalued?
Yeah, no. I thought I've seen it cheaper, Pete. I don't know where you're getting it from. I reckon I've seen them cheaper.
My local servo.
Yeah, I mean, the market's probably at about anywhere from about $4 to $5 for a package bag of ice.
When are you guys going to release something like an 8 or a 10 kilo? Because sometimes 5 kilos just isn't enough.
Get two bags.
Buy two.
Hey, Mike, are you worried about what's happening with the corona? Can I just have to ask, is this something that you're a little bit stressed about at the moment? Because obviously there's no gatherings, there's no parties, no backyard parties.
You can't get it anywhere.
Who's buying ice?
Can't move the states.
Look, I'll be honest with you, the corona is going to be a big one. I mean, I've got a mortgage myself. I'm not exactly. Everyone thinks I'm balling. You know what I mean. I've had to ground the Learjet. You know, I wish I had one. But I mean, I'm like everyone else. I'm struggling along. I've got a mortgage. I'm paying the bills, and it's scary to think of. I mean, if the income's not coming in, the banks still want their money. Hotels still want hotel establishments still have to pay those leases. Super funds are going to get wiped with sort of commercial properties sitting there vacant. It's scary. What are we going to do? I mean, what do? You adopt what Europe's done and sort of start freezing some of the sort of bank payments? I don't know. But I think how many stimulus packages can you give out before the government runs out of money? You know?
Yeah, true.
There's not exactly countries lining up to be able to borrow it from either, you know?
Yeah, that's
sort
true.
Of frozen.
All right,
but
mate.
We'll get cheap oil. We'll get cheap petrol.
Yeah, that's a positive, I guess. It's just weird no one's going to have any money to spend on it.
No one's going to be driving to work.
Yeah, that's it. We're all going to be stuck at home anyway. Hey, Mick, we'll let you go, but good to catch up with you. And you've been an absolute ripper to watch, mate, I'll tell you that.
You're the only reason we watch, mate.
Thank you.
And you lied to us.
Well, I didn't lie to you.
Yeah, okay, you just didn't tell us the truth.
See you, mate.
Exactly.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.